with the old systems put in the 70s, 60s, 70s, back in that era, using the old wiring is not going to be beneficial to you at all. As far as the doorbell wiring, that's fine because it's just a little low-voltage wiring. But when it comes to speakers, stereos, the kind of quality people are looking for now, the kind of equipment's on the market, it's way beyond what I could even tell you what you want because you're going to have to go and research that. Charlie, you'd probably be better off doing that than I would with all your electronic experience.
Yeah, I bet you'd have a hard time finding one with an AM tuner in it.
You know, that very well could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't say that because we happen to be on AM radio, but okay.
But hang on. But we're also on one of the HD channels on FM 100, too. So,
I didn't even know that. Maybe you should answer this question. That's terrible. Yeah. I should know that.
Well, then, you know what? If you want me to extend that, I'll tell you, Barbara, if you're messing with wires, you're using old technology.
Yeah, you know, houses we're doing, people say, what kind of wire? I said, most of the people we're using now that's wireless.
Yeah.
And we're even running the air conditioning systems with the through the internet on a cell phone. So, I don't know. The world's changing rapidly.
Yeah, I saw a new thermostat that's coming out, and I think it's supposed to be out now, but it learns how you use it. You don't literally have to program it. And it's just a dial. You turn it back and forth, and it changes colors and stuff. And what's cool about it is it connects to your Wi-Fi network. Mm-hmm. So if you're on the road and you're coming back from a trip early or something, you can go ahead, using your iPhone, go through and turn the temperature down in your house before you get home.
And you know what else? You can program the thermostats now, and this is different.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, you would just say, turn on 20 minutes before I get home. Now you just say, I want my house to be this temperature when I get home, and it reads the temperature in the house and decides when it needs to turn on to make sure it's the exact temperature a minute or two before you get home.
Okay, I'm going to blow your mind with this one. Okay, ready?
Right.
Okay, I'll see. Will Robinson, I'll raise you one, okay?
I'm just freaking out here.
Why can't they make it so that you put a geofence up that when you're driving into your neighborhood, it senses where your phone is and turns the temperature down?
You lost me at geofence, dude. I know what a fence is.
Well, you know, the new iPhones are set up to where, and I use this system, where, you know, I can set up a reminder, like when you go home, it'll tell you when you get close to your home that you have to do something, or when you're in a certain place to do, you know, a task reminder will come up based on geographically where you are. It's using the whole GPS thing. It's very cool.
Charlie, right now our listeners just learned, even when you're in a bad mood, to cheer you up, just bring up the geofence and he gets all excited.